This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Tuesday again vetoed a draft United Nations Security Council resolution on the Israel-Hamas war, blocking a demand for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire as it instead pushes the 15-member body to call for a temporary ceasefire linked to the release of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the U.S. is eager to continue working on a resolution.
One that would see a temporary ceasefire as soon as practicable, based on the formula of all hostages being released, and one that would get aid into the hands of those Palestinians who so desperately need it.
On the second day of hearings at the International Court of Justice, also known as the World Court, South Africa on Tuesday asked for a non-binding legal opinion the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories is illegal. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
On Monday, Palestinian representatives asked the ICJ, the UN's highest court, to declare Israel's occupation of their territory illegal. The court's advisory opinion, they said, could contribute to a two-state solution and a lasting peace. Israel is not attending the hearings. It did, however, send a written statement saying an advisory opinion would be harmful to achieving a negotiated settlement. This hearing follows a request by the UN General Assembly in 2022 for an advisory or non-binding opinion on the occupation.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday Russian troops would push further into Ukraine to build on their success on the battlefield after the fall of the town Avdiivka, where he said Ukrainian troops have been forced to flee in chaos. This is VOA News.